The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
Hey, Winter Haven, it's Anna here. For the next several weeks, you'll be hearing me doing the interviews instead of our lovely host, Bree, while she's out on maternity leave.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. As a family-owned community bank, the strong business model developed by our founders has remained solid for over 100 years to work with customers who live and operate within our market. Our employees work closely with customers to get to know each one by name. We support local organizations that provide important programs and services for the betterment of our community. In addition, our team also gives back to local nonprofits by volunteering thousands of hours each year to a variety of organizations. If you're looking for a bank with people who treat you like family, consider you and your financial needs the number one priority, and most of all, provide you stability and commitment for the long haul, then I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com to learn more. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, hello, hello. Today we are talking to Sally and Nando Del Castillo with Winter Haven Apparel. We talk all about their journeys to Winter Haven, the start of their business, Winter Haven Apparel and Designs, and really everything in between. This episode is a ride. I learned so much and I can't wait for you guys to hear it as well. Well, welcome Sally and Nando to the podcast. We're so happy to have you today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yes. Thanks, Anna.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're just going to go ahead and jump right in. I know, Nando, that you are from Winter Haven, correct?
Yes. I was been here for 50 years. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. 50 years. We won't tell anyone. Yeah. Don't worry. Awesome. So what was it like growing up in Winter Haven?
Well, it was very slow.
Yeah.
And hot. We didn't even have air conditioner in our. We went to Lakeship Elementary, and we didn't even have air conditioners till third grade, and we had to bring a roll-on repellent class. And in third grade, we got air conditioners. And I went by Lakeship recently, and it looks like they still have them. So wow,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So that's your memory of growing.
No, Winter Haven was spectacular. We went on the, of course, but I just hot is the real answer.
It still is hot.
I love Florida. And it was a lot slower in Winter Haven. And now it has, as most people know, yeah. When you walk downtown, things are going on.
Yeah, there's people out and about all the time. It's definitely really cool to see.
Yeah.
So, and your dad founded the Bond Clinic, right?
My father, Dr. Del Castillo, was an OBGYN, and he was one of the founders, partners of the Bond Clinic.
No kidding.
Yes.
That is a fun fact. Yes. We're big fans of Bond Clinic here.
Yes.
They're wonderful.
It has grown. Yes. It has grown huge.
Yes.
I can't believe it. Every time I go by, I see, there's another Bond Clinic. There's one. That's where his office used to be.
Yeah. They're actually, one just opened that's kind of on my way back home, like a physical therapy office in Lakeland. So wow. It's crazy how it's been growing, just in Winter Haven, but outside as well.
The original office, if those people who don't remember or know, was straight across from the original hospital where you see the hospital, mm-hmm. which it's called the Gessler Clinic now.
Yep.
But that's where Bond Clinic was when we came here in 71, 72.
I don't think I realized that.
And that was where his office was. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
How pretty funny. Cool. It went from one doctor's office to another. That's mm-hmm. so cool. Now, your mom also, she does horse training, correct?
Yes, she's a thoroughbred racehorse trainer.
That's amazing. How did she get into that? I know this is supposed to be about you guys,
yes.
but I'm genuinely curious.
What you're tapping into here is some legit Winter Haven history
yes.
that Nando has deep roots here, so I think it's kind of cool. I'm married to the guy, but, and I love my mother-in-law, but I like to hear it too. So yeah. I think it's a treat to be able to hear it.
Well, back in the day, we used to have the Citrus Festival, and we always had horses. So we would ride the horses in the festival in the horse parade. So we my mother actually created the Winter Haven Citrus Riders, who we actually won a couple years as the best horse group.
No kidding.
But we started with my father being a physician and
Colombian.
He's Colombian.
Mm-hmm. American.
Yes. He wanted to – he opened the dictionary. He used to always look in the dictionary, the encyclopedia. But so he opened the encyclopedia and he said, oh, the sport of kings – thoroughbred horse racing. Well, you know what? I think maybe we should buy a racehorse since we have the farm and we have some land.
Yeah.
And that's how it started. And my father...
secretly, Nando's mom was rubbing her hands together because she's loved horses ever since she was a little girl.
And we had a couple of quarter horses at the time.
Okay.
So we had always had horses on this little farm we have on Eagle Lake that's still there on Eagle Lake.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of it. So we had a couple of horses and the horses didn't win the Kentucky Derby right away. So my father got disenchanted, and my mother, of course, kept training and training, and she's still training today.
That's amazing. Yes. Do they run in the Kentucky Derby?
We've never had one in the Kentucky Derby, but okay. We did have a spectacular filly mare. Her name was First Prediction, and she won over $250,000 in the 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was in high school. And my mom would take her down to Miami to race, and she competed against the best horses in the nation at that time, and she ran over 100 races, which is pretty unheard of for thoroughbreds.
That's amazing.
My mother uses, she trains without medication.
Okay.
She trains holistically.
Her brand is called Backyard Racehorse, so these racehorses actually... they go to work at the track, and they race and everything. I'm not... the horse expert here, but I can tell this bit.
Yes.
They go and they show up and they race, but then they come and they get cooled out in their pasture on Eagle Lake in the backyard. And it's a beautiful thing because they have the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
And that's something that's even very special about Winter Haven, that she has the ability to do that.
Yeah,
from
for sure.
Here.
And still do it. And we still train on the farm and go around.
Kentucky Derby is not out of the question.
No, it's not out of the question yet. And it's still a big dream of ours. We have two horses running now, two in training, or three in training. And we'll see what happens. It's there's a lot of chance.
That's
and
awesome.
Luck.
Nando's mom always says, I have hope, which a horse was named that, but I don't think he's with us anymore.
He's a hunter jumper now.
He has a new job. He wasn't the racer we thought he would be, but.
So are you all involved in the horse training?
Well, right before I came here, it looked like a big storm was coming, and we're running out the door, and I had to move a horse that was getting skittish.
Oh, my gosh.
And bring him into his little paddock because we were a little concerned that he might run too much and maybe throw a shoe.
Yeah, that would not be great.
No.
Not for his training.
No.
Now, you said that you, your family is Colombian.
My father is.
Okay. And is your mother from here?
Yes. She's
awesome.
Well, she's from... raised in San Francisco.
Okay.
Moved here when she married my father. My mother, another story. Oh, my gosh. Going forever.
Can edit this,
yes,
right?
You can take some of this away.
But this is so fascinating.
This is a whole other podcast, and we should have brought Janet Del Castillo.
I'm sorry.
Yes. So my mother was in the Peace Corps in 1961-62 and met my father there. And he was a physician, a young physician who had to put in 2 years of community care or community in the jungle. He had to go out and help people who didn't have a medicine. My mother lived in a thatch hut, you know. And,
no kidding.
And my father they met each other, and he was from the area of where he was helping people and delivering babies. By candlelight, the bullfights, they'd have to suture up their bodies after they got impaled by a bull.
Okay, anyway.
It goes on and on. My mother and father met that way.
They had Nando and Buffalo.
And
no,
my brother Alex and sister Victoria, yes.
Nando's dad did not deliver Nando. And Buffalo was too cold for both of them. So the minute that they could find an opportunity where a hospital needed a doctor, they found one in Winter Haven.
That's amazing.
And he was the first or second Hispanic or Latino physician in Winter Haven, believe it or not.
That's amazing.
As a foreign
No, I do believe something like that, for sure.
I don't know the exact. It could be second one. But, I mean, that's kind of wild to think about. And now we look at how much immigration has happened and have come. So many wonderful foreign doctors that are here.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
This is so fun. I'm learning so much.
We can talk about Sally, you know.
Yes,
she's very fascinating,
I'm literally
too.
About to get there. So, Sally.
Do you want to know about my parents?
I do, actually. So, where are you from, Sally? Because I know you're not from this area originally, correct?
I'm a Pittsburgher.
Okay.
And I went to Kent State University in Ohio. So
awesome.
Nando calls that the Midwest. We don't call that the Midwest.
Wait, really?
But, yeah. I mean, I don't call Ohio the Midwest, but... you know, we're just, that's
so
where
fun.
I'm from. And I married Nando and moved to New York, and now we're here, kind of. So.
Do you mind me asking how you guys met?
Yeah, Sally can, I was modeling, and Sally was in charge of the job.
Okay.
And
I was running a photo shoot.
Right, okay.
For haberdashers, for men's custom clothing, and we always said, don't date the models, mm-hmm. A. And B, just keep them fed and make sure they're happy. Give them books. Put on something on TV for them to watch. Keep the models happy till we need them. And this model, Nando, kept following me around the set. And he was following me around asking me questions and things. And I'm just like, yes, Nando, no, Nando.
Well, she was kind of cute.
Well, no, I guess you like better how we actually met. You can just tell that at the breakfast.
Yeah, and then so I had been dealing with this girl, Sally, via emails.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very flat in how she typed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, gosh.
Please bring brown shoes. We need black shoes. If you have a belt, we'd love if you would bring
that.
So, it was a lower
And I'm coming
budget.
From Manhattan. And I'm a New York model and mm-hmm. have done a ton
Nando
of things.
Nando was one of the first supermodel, legit super. And he doesn't tell this, but I do. He was a legit supermodel who was like a say a female that you modeled with that you did like prom magazine with or something.
Nikki Taylor.
Okay, there. So
wow.
In the 80s, he...
Well, 80s, late 80s, early 90s.
Right.
But anyway.
Okay, breakfast at the hotel.
Right. What was I saying before?
How we met. I came down, or you were getting your coffee.
Oh, so she was writing all these emails to me, and I thought this girl was, who is this woman Sally? You know, I had no idea. And I come down, I'm staying in the hotel from the city. I took a train in, and... She had written or talked to me on the phone, and she said, oh, get something to eat at Burger King or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I had been—
I wasn't that bad. We had a driver, and they were taking
me to Burger
King.
Yeah, we did. Yes, yes, yes. But I was a little put off by her saying, bring your shoes, bring your belt, bring these things, because I'm thinking I'm doing it was a pretty high-end job.
Like I said, the models are difficult. That's why you want to keep them happy.
And, you know, I didn't have a lot of good stuff. So, you know. So, anyhow, when I came down from the elevator in the morning— There's Sally, and she's in sweats and a baseball hat and looking really cute. And she said, hi, I'm Sally. And my mouth dropped, and I was like, you're Sally? Wow. And
I was like, yeah, Nando, so can you be ready at 9? Because yes. We're making you have to take you to...
And she's still like that.
Somebody has to be the organized one.
Yes.
So he followed me around, and that was in April. And then we saw each other maybe like one or two more times. Nando was pursuing me, I like to say, because I was in career mode. I had my dream job mm-hmm. out of college. I had just graduated from college. This was like unheard of that someone that had just graduated landed this position. And
did you say the title of what your position was?
Well, I was the assistant to the president of the company.
Right.
So we were doing all the merchandising.
Yeah.
And haberdashers come in and they bring sales booklets. So they have all the fabric swatches. We literally design menswear and suits for doctors and lawyers. And, I mean, anybody who just wants something that's completely custom. So anyway, we saw each other like two times. I think I hired you for another job because it was just convenient. And Nando invited me to his sister's wedding. We met in April. You invited me to your sister's wedding in Columbia in August. And he proposed to me in a horse and carriage the day after his sister got married in Cartagena.
Stop.
And then we called my dad from like a shady phone, you have to go into this phone cafe from Colombia. And Nando said, I've asked your daughter for her hand in marriage. And my dad was like, no way. He said, I'll talk to you.
I was truly stunned. We're calling long distance.
And
he said, no.
Oh my gosh.
He said, you can talk to me when you're back in the United States. And also, I've just put my daughter through 5 years of college, mm-hmm. and she's not getting married right now. She's in her career, and then my dad just said, I'll talk to you when you get back to the U.S. Needless to say, we were married within a month after that.
In Pittsburgh.
That's amazing.
We got married in Pittsburgh, and I moved. I had to quit the job. I told them I'm still staying, and they said, you're not still staying. You're going to go with your new husband. Mm-hmm. That's it. Sorry. And so I went with Nando, and I kind of followed him on his journey to where we've eventually ended up.
It's our journey now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Winter Haven.
Yes, we're back. The boomerang effect.
Yes.
Back in town.
Hey, I feel that. So you guys moved to New York for a little bit. How long were you guys there?
Well, we got married in 2007.
Okay.
We have been there since.
Okay.
But we have been snowbirds. And now we're here. Now we're here.
The thing that happened was Nando brought me to Winter Haven, and this was 2007, and I was like, I never, ever, ever want to live here. I did not like Winter Haven. There was not much of anything going on. The people were nice. I liked the temperature. It was nice to come out of the snow in New York, mm-hmm. but it was not for me. And the first time we came, we showed up at 2 o'clock in the morning to the farm. I lugged my big suitcase in, and I wake up in the morning and I'm going through my bikinis and all my beach wear. And I'm like, so Nando, where's the beach? And he was like, you see the dock with the gator next to it right over there? He was like, that down there is the beach. And I was like, yeah, but where's the beach? And he said, it's an hour that way or an hour that way. Do you like the East Coast or the West Coast? And I said, you have to be kidding me. I don't know what I was thinking. Did I never look at a map or what? But I literally thought I was going to the beach. And so for me, being from the north and growing up there, anytime you picture Florida, typically it's going to the beach. It's not central Florida.
Yeah.
Which I think that's changing a lot. Well, unless you're going to Disney, but then you go to Disney and you kind of are just at Disney or the water parks, you're not at the beach so much. So now I think that especially with Winter Haven growing how it is and Central Florida developing, Visit Central Florida, mm-hmm. that whole big campaign, the awareness is being raised to Rick Baker has that fun story I like from St. Pete about how the newspaper, how they would send.
Oh, yeah. They would say in his, one
we
of his,
should tell this story. But anyway, so I came.
Well, now you have to tell it to, if you started that.
We'll go to it. I came to Central Florida, and I didn't think I would like it. But now here we are.
Yeah.
And I go to the beach not very often.
Yeah. And I grew up here, and I didn't go to the beach very often at all. Did you guys ever?
No.
That's the thing is, isn't that funny?
Yeah, my grandparents have a beach house in Indian Rocks Beach.
Where's that? It's
right in between Clearwater and St. Pete.
Oh, nice.
Kind of in that, the little in between.
It's a beautiful spot.
It is a beautiful spot, but we don't go very often.
Rick Baker, the thing I was going to say, because you said St. Pete, one of his speeches he was giving, he said that, was it a mayor of St. Pete?
The mayor of St. Pete.
Previous mayor, but.
Yeah, years and years ago in the 1920s and 30s when they were, around that time when they were trying to get people to come to Florida mm-hmm. to live with the mosquitoes.
From the north.
Would say, well, tell it. And it would be there was actually pictures in the newspaper.
They took controversial photos of women in bikinis and they put it in the newspaper and they said something along the lines of, it's really hot down here and they're having bikini measuring contests.
Oh my gosh.
And the mayor's judging.
Apparently the women are wearing bikinis that are too small. So the men are up in Ohio and Pittsburgh and they're reading this newspaper and they look at their wives and they say, what do you think about going down to
St. Pete? That's wild.
So
and the bikinis then where you saw them, they were completely covered up.
Yeah.
But the women looked beautiful in them and heck, I know from living in New York that the minute I get down to Florida and I see people in shorts and skin showing, I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm so happy to be out of the cold.
Yeah. But there's definitely that draw. And so we gradually have, we started coming maybe for like the month of December. And then we started coming for December and January. And then each year it got to be more and more. And then we bought a little property here. And of course, we still like to stay on the farm with Nando's mom because
yeah.
we love it and we love the horses. And we now have children and they love the horses. But we were snowbirding more and more and more to the point that we still have our property in New York, but it's on the market because we are going to be full time.
That's awesome.
Based out of Winter yeah. Haven. I mean, we pretty much are, but we've got that. Every once in a while, it's nice to sneak up to New York. But
yeah.
that's our vacation place now.
Yep.
Your opposite snowbird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's yeah. awesome. That's awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about Winter Haven Apparel, because that is your apparel brand, and it obviously sounds like your past experiences definitely helped shape that company that you've built.
Yes. Well, should we, I guess, go piggybacking on talking about my first time coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Nando always said he was from Winter Haven, Polk County. And I was like, okay, cool, you know, whatever, Winter Haven. So it was early, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning and we're driving in and I see a sign and it says, welcome to Polk County. And I'm like, Nando, Polk County, there's an L in it.
Yeah,
are you
Pope
sure
County.
About that?
And
a K.
Yeah, a K. And he said, yeah, Polk County. And I said, no, that's not how you say it. And then he said, okay, just talk to some people, you know, tomorrow when we go to get coffee or whatever.
You have to understand that she's from Pittsburgh, where they have their own little...
We have an interesting accent.
Yes, I've heard it.
Yes,
yeah.
And they have a funny little accent.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, people don't necessarily think that Florida has accents.
Yeah.
They don't,
it's true.
We have a twang down here.
I go get a shower.
She gets a shower. I take
a
shower.
I run a sweeper.
She runs a sweeper. I vacuum.
Yeah,
you know?
So whatever. But still, I mean...
A gum band for your hair?
Yeah.
What do we call it?
But
ponytail holder.
Yeah.
But Polk County and Polk County were... two completely different things. And then I said, okay, so later on, as we were getting oriented with the area, I realized it's actually Winter Haven, not Winter Haven. There's a T in it. And that just was funny to me for a good couple of years. And anytime, even one of Nando's buddies, specifically Speedy, he's got the accent. He'll say Winter Haven. And I just would giggle. So... at the end of one of our snowbirding times here, I, as a joke, spray painted Winter Haven on probably a dozen T-shirts. And I made them for my good friends, the Youngs. And I made these T-shirts. And we went to, I think, Old Man Frank's or Sunday mm-hmm. Fun Day bar hopping. And we all parade in with these Winter Haven T-shirts.
W-I-N-N-E-R.
That's correct. Like, you won the game.
Yeah.
So we have on Winter Haven, and people were turning heads. And people are looking at us and getting a kick out of it. So I'm getting a kick out of it because they get my joke. And I keep putting it on Nando. Every time we do the laundry, he wears it. And then we had people coming up to us asking us, where can I get one? Well, that's when we said, enough of this. Maybe it was the following year, but we went straight to the screen printer.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a run of T-shirts that said Winter Haven. And then our best friend Sebastian, he was a snowbird that would stay on the farm from France. And he said, well, if you're doing Winter Haven, let's do it. And Sebastian and I looked at each other and we said, Polk County. And so we made Polk County and Winter Haven. And
on camouflage
yes,
shirts,
on
Polk County.
Camo, fluorescent orange.
As you should.
We went
yes.
all out. And so from that, once we went in with the properly printed shirts, not just Sally Del Castillo spray paint, people would ask us, and we would say, what size are you? We've got them in the back of the truck outside. And they would say, I'm an extra large. And we'd say, okay, $20. And we would run out, grab it. It was definitely an under-the-table deal that we were doing in the beginning. But we sold them for $20 at the bars, on the chain. We put on our pontoon boat T-shirts for sale. And just, it was getting eaten up. And it was... I think we were Winter Haven. That is how Winter Haven Apparel was born.
And that's how it started. And then she has another story that is how, well, you could ask us, how did we get the Legoland account?
Yeah, how did you get the Legoland account?
It's a really great, it's a great story, and Sally tells it great.
Oh, well, we were out for, we used to enjoy going out bar hopping a little bit here and there and doing things like that before we had children. And we were at St. Patrick's Day. They closed down Central Avenue. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys remember that, but that was a really fun time. And so I had on my green Winter Haven shirt, and I think Nando and Sebastian were in Green Polk County, and we're hanging out at Central Tavern, and these girls came up to us, and they said, "We love your shirts." And we said, "What size are you?" And they said, no, we don't want to buy one, but we are buyers for Legoland."
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, "Oh, cool." And they said, "Would you be interested in, we really like your brand, would you be interested in designing T-shirts for us maybe?" And I said, "Absolutely." And they said, "Well, here's our information. Give us a call on Monday or whatever, and let's get together and have a meeting." And I said, "That's perfect. And I already have a design in mind for it." And so that was Jessica Jensen, who we're still, I said 2017, that's when that happened. Mm-hmm. And we're still working with Legoland today. For that first meeting, and I'll stop myself really quick and plug Haven Magazine and Destroyer Media, because we love them and mm-hmm. we love Amy and Chris. And anything that, like, we talk about here, which I won't get the whole Legoland story because it's long and it's a lot, but we have written in the past for Haven Magazine a lot. So, like, I have a Legoland story that I wrote that I think you can go right onto their website and go through the archives mm-hmm. if any of the listeners want to hear more.
And you can look up some of the stories. I wrote a few stories also about growing up in Winter Haven.
Yeah.
Told the story about my father and other, you know, neat stories of Boston Red Sox when they played here.
Yeah. So the Legoland – the Legoland thing happened, and they said, when we were at the meeting, they said, "What is your first design?" And I said, "I actually, when I was about, it was 1997, and I was in a Lego building competition in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania."
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I won the competition, and it was all these boys that they worked, their dads and moms worked in construction with my dad, and it was mostly boys interested in Legos and building at that time, whatever. I think maybe myself and one other girl. But so I won this competition, and they called the following year, and they said, "We would like to have Sally design the T-shirt for the competition this year." And so I designed a T-shirt that said, "I build" on it. And so whenever we went to the meeting with Legoland with Jessica, the first design I presented to them was "I built."
Oh, my gosh.
I just got chills. I get chills when I tell it, because she said, "I love it. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Let's lock and load that design." And so in the big shop, you can see the "I build" T-shirt. And that, for me, everything that I've been making T-shirts since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I always have. The spray painting on T-shirts, that wasn't anything new. I do that anytime I have a good T-shirt idea. And Nando kind of has jumped on board with me for the apparel. But to be able to, everything I've been preparing for, even all my education in fashion, design, and merchandising, it was full circle right there.
Yeah.
It was like,
I was just about to say that.
Here we are, Legoland. And Legoland, if you're in Winter Haven, that's the ultimate client.
And yeah, and just a little neat thing about Legoland in Winter Haven was that we had been working with them, and they were opening a Legoland in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So because what Legoland does is they like working with locals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it was so nice that we're able to work here, and we're local Winter Haven people.
Yeah.
And they've hired us. And they asked us to come speak in New York where they were opening.
No kidding.
And we came and we spoke.
Katie had us come.
The former president that was here at the mm-hmm. chamber.
Yeah, Katie Worthington, she was speaking on behalf of Winter Haven and Legoland.
And, mm-hmm. and they were concerned, as we would be concerned in Winter Haven, that a
It was like a town hall meeting. And it yeah. really was.
And they're like, oh, we don't know if we want Legoland to come. are they going to use us, or are they using big corporate companies? Or, you know, are they going to be able to, is it going to bring business to the small town? And we stood there and we said, yes. And here, yeah. we're showing you we're a small business owners.
We said we're members of the chamber. Legoland is also, we're all here. We're a family. They're supporting us. We're supporting them. And we're printing locally, and we're doing it within Polk County. And,
that's right. Keeping the money right here.
It was so cool to be able to be advocates up there for what we had truly experienced here.
And what we truly believe. And that's yeah. And not even believe we've experienced it because they put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have yeah. that when somebody says, yeah, we're using local people. And guess what? They still are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However long they've been here.
That's amazing.
At least us.
We have more designs for.
No, they have it. They have Grove Roots beer over there.
Yeah,
I know they do.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
we
yeah.
know.
I heard some. We were there one time, and I heard a dad like, "Ugh, I just need a beer." And I said, "Grove Roots. I don't know if they have Outrage, but or not Outrage. What's the Grove Roots? The Slanted Ladders,
yes.
or there was a or certain
the
one.
Or the Pilsner.
The Ryzen.
Rise and grind.
I said the highest IPA one, and I was thinking, well, maybe, I don't know, they might not have that one at Legoland. But I said, just go find Grove Roots. It's right over there. There's one spot where they have the turkey legs.
That That's right.
Get it.
That's right.
Amazing. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The Low Payment Kings at the Mahalik Auto Group are very proud and excited to be sponsoring another season of the Winter Haven Chamber Podcast. Hi, it's Ralph Mahalik Jr., the Low Payment King. I just want to remind everybody that the Low Payment Kings are four stores here in Polk County. Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Winter Haven, Lake Wales Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Posner Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. And we look forward to serving you and saving you more here in 2023. We have 1,700 vehicles in stock and incoming, so we can get you satisfied today or in the near future. We're very proud of our five-star team and all the clients that we've satisfied in 2022 and over the last 57 years with the Low Payment Kings Mahalik Auto Group. We look forward to satisfying you soon, too, in all departments. New and used vehicle sales, service, parts, maintenance, recalls, body shop, collision center, and a whole lot more. We're proud of all the community work we do with various charities and community events throughout Polk County. And the Low Payment Kings are very proud to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida. That's Polk County. When you have time, please like us on all our social media pages and check out lowpaymentkings.com where you can get pre-approved for your car, truck, van, or SUV, schedule a service appointment, look at our career opportunities at all of our stores, and even get pre-approved for your loan or lease. Again, visit lowpaymentkings.com, call us toll free soon, and like us on all our social media. God bless you and your family, and I wish you everyone the best of luck in 2023.
Yeah. So.
Did you ever think that when you were spray painting Winter Haven on a t-shirt that this is how it would grow and be so successful that you're speaking at Legoland in New York?
Maybe. I don't, you know, it's anytime I, it's not manifesting things, but anything that I do it with a positive mm-hmm. energy and love that I'm putting into it. So I feel like when I was there spray painting it, I was thinking of my friends and positivity. And I did have this, because that's right when Instagram mm-hmm. and social media was really viral, was a big thing. I didn't necessarily think about, I need to get this on Insta so it goes viral. But I thought, I might be onto something.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think it would become as formal as it has become. Mm-hmm. How we're like the originators of an actual Winter Haven apparel.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, I'm onto something, but I didn't know, like you're saying, how big in the sense of where it would go.
Yeah.
And that's what's so neat. It's just like having a child. You put yourself into it and you give your best and hope for the growth and the biggest, best outcome. So,
yeah. Well, that's yeah. amazing. We are so excited for you guys. And I do kind of want to talk about another iconic design that you guys have made for the city of Winter Haven. So what is it been like to have those kinds of pieces that speak to the uniqueness and the history of Winter Haven?
Well, one of the things that was neat for me growing up was we saw the on the all the trucks when I was a kid, where we would actually set up the water, where they had the water. Mm-hmm. Now it's the, you pay your water bill there now, but it used to be the police station, fire station was all right over there. And the trucks were there, and they were this green color. What color was that? Green.
It's like seafoam green.
Seafoam green. And they would have this, the emblem of the woman water skiing.
Yeah.
And I remembered that. And part of, as we had been developing our brand and wearing what Winter Haven is, and knowing that it's water skiing and everything that I grew up with, I was on the lake every day water skiing.
Yeah.
If I wasn't riding horses. And I said, can we bring this back? You know, let's try and find this and bring it back and really promote it and bring it to the town.
Nando said the joke is all good and great, and I think it's funny. But for me, he said, I do take my history here seriously at the same time. And he said there's a lot of good old boys, and there's also a lot of new people here, too, that they want to be able to – they take pride. Because we have people in Africa on safaris wearing Polk County T-shirts. So he said, you know, they want to take pride in actually wearing something that, that shows our history.
It's so our heritage. It's our heritage. Orange Groves water skiing.
He said, Sally, why don't we do some more formal throwback designs that – that's the first thing that he said was, I absolutely loved, there was this curvy, beautiful pinup style woman. And he said, we should put that on a T-shirt. It will appeal to everybody.
And it does. And I think that we, with the water ski now, Cypress Gardens, you know, Cypress Gardens was the first amusement park in Florida, but it could have been the nation. I think it was the first water park, I mean, the first amusement park in the nation. Like, no one had done amusement parks. I think it was before Disney, before Disney in California, which is kind of a neat thing about Winter Haven. And we still have Legoland there now. And they're still doing ski shows.
That they are.
Yeah, and they have the new ride.
The the River Quest, the Pirate River Quest is back.
Yes. So, where was I going with this? I was going somewhere.
Water skiing.
Water skiing. So anyway, we're connecting everything. Now that they're skiing on Lake Silver and they're doing the slow roll, which we designed the shirt for slow roll with the bicycle. And
I still always, I'm kind of, I have more of the sense of humor. So I took the water skier and I put her on a bicycle. So I do all
and she's
of
holding
our,
a beer. You can't tell, but it's a beer and it's not orange
it's a
juice
Grove
now.
Roots, it's a Grove Roots beer because
we end up there.
Yeah.
The slow roll ends up there. So I still always like to put my spin on things, but that was kind of when we started to investigate and dig up through the archives, and that's when we found the original seals. And we had to tweak them on our own, and we had to regenerate because digital wasn't there when these
were
out.
For sure.
We definitely had to kind of remake it in a way, and, you know, vectoring just wasn't a thing then. But we have the chain of lakes map.
She drew a nice map that goes on the back. We sell at Andy Thornall.
Yes, I was just about to ask that.
And Amy's Cards and Gifts. And one of the things that's nice is I take people out on the pontoon boat that are that come and visit or whatever, and I say, they go, well, what lake are we on? And I go, I turn around and I show them my back and I say, just look here, here's the map. You know, it's on the back of my
gosh.
Of my shirt.
Yeah.
So, and I sometimes, you know, well, I don't, but I do. I kind of, I don't know the northern chain as well as I do the other chain. So sometimes I have to look.
Well, it's nice and handy to have it on your back for sure.
We do markets. We're more wholesale right now just because that's kind of where we are at this point with the brand. But we are our own brand of ambassadors, and we're always wearing the stuff around town.
Yeah.
And we do the markets. We do the Winter Haven Farmers Market next to Grove Roots on Saturdays. We haven't in a while because we've been kind of having kids lately. It's a lot. Everyone who's got kids knows it's hard to be there set up by 8 with 2 babies. But we do the Grove Roots Night Market periodically, and we like to still be out there and be in touch with the client and the pulse of Winter Haven. And And we'll have products that we kind of have put to rest, but then someone will be like, hey, I really loved those license plates you guys were doing with the Winter Haven seal, and we go, okay, we could bring that back, or let's come out with a new version of it. So we're always, we tweak the chain of lakes a little bit. It's kind of like Where's Waldo? You can look at the map and see what we added or what changed. We put the seaplane on there one time. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're evolving our designs, and since we're here more than just snowbirding, we finally have even more time to really invest in the design process.
Which is endless.
Yeah.
There's so much you can do, for
sure. And I draw everything by hand, so it's kind of, it's a lot of work in our studio for me. It's not like we're just grabbing stuff off the internet and digital. And we have, we love it though. We love designing t-shirts. I get phone calls. This should be on a t-shirt. That should be on a t-shirt. And I'm like, we're really focused on our Winter Haven apparel and designs right now. Oh, and we have done some other work like Haven Coffee Roasters. We did the mural in there.
Okay.
So if you go in, John and Lindsay approached us because they liked our apparel, and they said, would you be interested in maybe doing a mural for us? And it started with, I think we were going to pretty much do what they ended up putting on the water tower.
Right.
I was going to paint the water skier on the side of Haven Coffee Roasters, but once we got with John, really talked about it, we were like, okay, maybe we should start smaller first. And then we can do more murals on top of this one. But we started with just the Haven.
And if you look at it up close, John's idea was to have it showing the process of how you pick the coffee bean all the way to drinking the cup of coffee.
I love that mural.
And it's and it's all hand done.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
We're proud of it. So we've kind of done little local spin-offs of designing with even with Amy's Party and with Ken over at Andy Thornall, we collaborate with the owners of the other shops. If they say, I really would like to do something maybe with a little bit more of either colors or designs, or can you make this bigger or smaller? This is what our clientele like. We definitely cater to each individual store that we're in. So
that's awesome. I will say I do have one of your Winter Haven hats. It is my favorite hat that I've ever owned.
The Adams brand.
Yes.
They're the best.
It is my favorite. I think Nando has one today. Yeah. Yes.
They have a leather strap on the back. Yeah. And they're already kind of, they feel broken in when you get them. And then the more and more you wear it. Our son just dumped paint on mine, or I would have it on right now. It's weird to go around in a skirt with a baseball hat with paint on it. But they're great. And we have our patches. Those are like they're so intricate, and I love the detail on the patches. And we put them on the straw hats, and we've put them on
shirts
too. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we're always coming up with fun new little things.
Now, besides Andy Thornall's and Amy's, when you guys do markets and different things like that, is there do you announce those ahead of time? Where can people go to check where you're going to be?
We're right now really big with social media. So if we're doing anything, I usually have got it up on Instagram and Facebook. And we can be contacted through the chamber, too. I think that, like, you guys, if there's somebody listening and they want to know how they can find us, if they don't have social, they could just reach out to the chamber to get our information. And social media for me, being a working mom, it's so instant and quick just to get it up and get it out there.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of last minute on the fly stuff. So that's good too. I can put it up 24 hours before we do it. But people reach out to us. They direct message me and they say, hey, like, we have an order for a woman, she's, I don't know, maybe in Tennessee, or I don't know where she is, but she ordered 6 decals, a bunch of different items, and she just wrote me right on Instagram.
That's awesome.
So I'm doing the order through there, and that's fine. So we kind of work with people from whatever, if someone's local and they want stuff, we'll put together the little package and drop it at their door for them if we can, or pop it in the mail, or...
For the majority of the time, you can just definitely go to Andy Thornall and
Amy's
Cards and
Gifts. Number one thing is we say, and Ken and Amy, they have they have a different product.
Yep.
Like, so you're not going to find the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe our decals, because those are kind of universal. We just have the vintage Winter Haven seal. Mm-hmm. You can find those at a bunch of different little locations. But if you don't see a color dad hat that you like at Ken's, maybe at Andy Thornall, head over to Amy's Party, and mm-hmm. you could find the color you want there. So they have awesome. A different mix, which keeps it exciting. And our coffee mugs are universal, yeah. too, right now. We just have the one black and white design. But
well, before we go, I do have one more question for you, Nando, because we resurfaced a fun little Mountain Dew commercial from back in the day. It is amazing if you haven't seen it. It's on YouTube. Can you please share? I don't want to give anything away to the listeners, so please share about your experience with this because it's incredible.
I did a Mountain Dew commercial way back in 1987. I was going to Polk Community College, and Ron Scarpa, for those people who remember Ron Scarpa, as the barefoot water champion, water ski champion of the world.
Was I went to elementary school with the Scarpas.
Oh, well, yes. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, Ron, in the day, he trained on Eagle Lake, mm-hmm. in the lake behind us, and he would come over to the farm, and he'd ride horses with me or my sister, and he and my sister goofed around one day, and he skied behind her horse, Mullican.
Yeah.
He liked the idea of water skiing behind a horse. So he had done.
I just want to stop and say that I do butt in when Nando tells the story. Butt in. I wasn't even really alive then, but I've heard it from a couple of different people. So I have my little pieces I will add in.
Yes.
But he was barefoot behind the horse,
right? Yes. Mm-hmm. He skied behind the horse barefooted. He barefooted behind the horse. But he had just finished doing a Juicy Fruit commercial for Wrigley Gum.
Okay.
Because he was a world champion, mm-hmm. and he knew some, and he was a hustler. I mean, this guy, Ron, could talk. He's funny, everything. And he called up BBDO, which is a big ad agency in New York, and said, hey, I have this great idea for Mountain Dew. And they said, what is it? And they said, oh, it's kids having a good time and water skiing behind the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, my God, that's a brilliant idea. We'll fly down and see you show it. So they flew down, and they saw the idea. We did it live for them, and they videoed it.
Mm-hmm.
Went back, talked to the bigwigs, and said, yeah, we want to do it. So they came here, did the casting at the farm at our house on Eagle Lake, and had, I don't know, 150 kids come to try out. I had not done any acting or modeling or anything.
So people, this is where I come in. People,
I appreciate the extra context.
They flew people from L.A., from all over.
Oh, my gosh.
And they needed somebody to ride the horse an actor or whatever to perform that task.
So I had to – so they said
– nobody could ride a horse out of the 100 and whatever Nando said. Like, they said, well, the kid who came with the farm, he's not that bad looking. He can clearly ride the horse. He just did it for us in the test casting. Let's just use him. He'll be fine. Cut the sleeves off his shirt and throw a cowboy hat on him.
Well, this is all true, but I still had to try out.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom was the horse wrangler and legitimately had been training racehorses since I probably was 7 years old. So I could ride anything. But no one really could ride. And this was kind of a crucial big deal.
It's dangerous. It's no joke.
With kids, not children, but teenagers and cameras and everything, you have to know what you're doing. And a horse gets hot and excited and all that. But I still had to stand in front of a camera and act like a monkey in the studio, you know, at our house, but in the studio. And they said, act like a monkey. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I was so embarrassed. I didn't even know if I was going to get the job, but I did. So we went and we shot it. They had to do a bigger location. It wouldn't work on Eagle Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So they scouted out Crooked Lake, and they found
but
a real—
didn't they shoot parts on Eagle Lake?
They shot just the— all they shot on Eagle Lake was when we tried out for it.
Okay.
And they did the test there. You know, we tested. But— they shot on Crooked Lake because they needed a really long— we had to run a long ways mm-hmm. to pull the skier.
Which, P.S., Nando and I spent about 2 hours in the truck the other day.
I found
because
it.
He wanted to find the location.
Amazing.
Again. So he's circling around this lake in the middle of Lake Wales with two kids in the car seats, and he keeps getting out of the car. Nando Jr.'s going, Daddy, what's Daddy doing? And he's looking for
1987, and I went, and I think I found the area.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And I was like, it looks the same. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. And there's no building or anything there. But so we did it took 5 days to shoot the commercial, and when we were shooting, this one guy they flew in from California, he could not, he had a hard time drinking.
They flew in, yeah, from L.A. Yeah. and up and coming out.
Yeah, no, he was already doing a little bit of acting, and they flew him in, but he couldn't drink the Mountain Dew like I could drink. They said, hey, can
they
you drink the Mountain Dew?
They said, the actor from L.A. can't do it. Let's just use the kid that came with the farm again. He'll probably be fine. He can do everything else.
So I laid on the back of the horse, and I drank the Mountain Dew for the principal shot.
Okay.
Which means I became a good principal actor in the commercial, which got me my SAG card, which I still have, which started my whole career as a model and an actor. But
all
anyway,
because Brad Pitt could not drink a Mountain Dew.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Now, I haven't bumped into Brad in all these years, but when I do, I'll say, do you remember
this?
Thank
you. Yes. Thank you for
No, he still has a role in it, and they have him swigging a little, I think.
Yeah.
Doing it.
I think at the end, yeah.
But he skied behind the boat in his shot. We tried to pull him. I think we might have pulled him a little bit behind the horse.
Mm-hmm.
But Ron had to do the real serious horse skiing.
Yeah.
Because, and he actually barefooted behind the horse, but they didn't use it for the commercial.
Yeah.
But literally barefooted in a foot of water.
Oh, my gosh.
And we did a jump, and it's a legitimate jump, and he jumped, and the first time he jumped, he flipped. Because he had to, because otherwise he would have landed on his head.
Yeah.
And then the second time he did the jump, and you'll see that in the commercial. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And I like to say to young kids or people, I mean, that's a long time ago we did this commercial, 87, and it's called Do It Country Cool. But I like to tell them we were the originators of these crazy Mountain Dew commercials.
Extreme.
Yeah.
And the extremes now are jumping out of spaceships.
Yeah.
But are right on the edge of the atmosphere, but we started it.
Yeah.
You know, right here
that's
in Winter
amazing.
Haven. You know, so that's
and that, so Nando wanted
my claim to fame.
Well, Nando wanted to be a farmer when he grew up. He was very happy. He barely ever left the farm unless he had to as a kid. He wanted to go into what it's called animal husbandry.
Yeah, I was going to finish the 2 years at Polk Community College, which it's now Polk State,
mm-hmm.
And then go to University of Georgia. And I went and saw the school and all that, but this Mountain Dew came in, and people said you should pursue modeling and acting, and I said, okay.
That's amazing, and look where you are now.
Yes.
Yeah, and he models for Winter Haven Apparel and Design.
Yes. I wouldn't expect anything less. Yeah.
But it's so neat that, you know, that it's all, we're back here in Winter Haven.
Yeah.
With the boomerang. We love to talk about the boomerang effect.
I wrote a short story about the boomerang effect. Mm-hmm. And I
for Haven.
Yeah, for Haven. And I can't remember if they, if I gave it to them or if we, but anyway, I wrote it. And it's funny because it's all about all of we local people who have gone away.
Yeah.
And come back. I think Joe did too. Joe from Grove Roots. Mm-hmm. I think
he's
away.
He's a prime example.
Yeah.
And he came back. But he's just one of many of us who go away for years, you know, do our thing. And then mm-hmm. we still have to come back to town because we love it here.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is really.
There's something magnetic about Winter Haven.
Even Sally, who
I know.
Didn't want to be
so
here,
happy.
We've won her over.
You know?
We won her over. Right?
Yeah.
You're not just kidding, right?
I'm not just kidding.
Okay,
I really love it here. Uh-huh. I like Lakeland, but I love if there's a competition between the two or if I'm thinking about it, Winter Haven is home and I'm comfortable here and it's the perfect size and you walk into the coffee shop and you know everybody and it's a nice feeling that I think that's a big part of why you wanted to come back because even though we keep saying so much has changed, what hasn't changed is the community of the town and the intimacy.
There is, and that's
what has changed also is there's so much traffic. When we leave here to go to pick up our son at his preschool, we're going to be in traffic just to get to the other side of Cypress Gardens.
Oh, honey,
we'll
don't
be
worry.
Waiting 35
don't worry,
minutes.
Honey. It'll end when all the tourists and New Yorkers go back to New York. Not.
Wink, wink. Yeah.
Well, this has been so awesome. I loved getting to talk to you guys. I've learned so much about you, about Winter Haven Apparel. Everyone listening should definitely check out Winter Haven Apparel as well as that Mountain Dew commercial. You won't be sorry for checking out either.
We'll have to link it. And also anyone listening, if they have a good idea of something that they would like to see on a t-shirt or a design, just reach out to us, and we love to collaborate and share ideas, and I especially like cheeky, funny stuff. So does Nando.
Yeah, and we think that we're going to be doing something to help out this 100-year anniversary of the chamber, chamber here, because I do like the feeling. Yeah, obviously, I like vintage and all of those things that are coming back, because our heritage, you know, what we are today is what we were in the past and what we will become in the future. And I think that it's good to always remember what we have done.
I can't tell you how neat it is to have people reach out to us and say, that's actually my grandma in the second row on that pyramid that you put on the T-shirt, or that's my grandma in the original seal. And she, her name, I mean, it's just so neat how they can go that deep into it. Mm-hmm. And the pride is there. That's actually the order I have to fulfill when we get home. Because it's her aunt is in the pyramid. Mm. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we are excited for the 100 years and hopefully getting to work with you guys for a little something special for our annual meeting in September. But in the meantime, like I said, everyone, go check it out. You're on social media, Instagram, Facebook.
Winter Haven Apparel and Designs. And thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for
being here and taking the time.
Happy, we're so happy to be part of the Chamber family. And
we're so happy to have you guys.
Yeah, and just to represent such a great, positive place that we live. So
I love it. I'm so glad we won you over.
Yes. I'm still a Yinzer. That doesn't go away. My area code is 412 on my phone. But I tell people.
You're 863 at heart, and that's all that matters.
And I do wear T-shirts that say 863. It's just my phone number might be a 412.
We won't hold it against you.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so, so, so much. We're so excited for all that's to come for you guys in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder before we go, Winter Haven Apparel and Designs is always signed by Sally and Nando and offers adult, youths, and baby sizes for the whole family. They even have home goods, with two of their best sellers being the pillows and tea towels sporting the vintage water skier seal and Sally's original hand-drawn chain of lakes map. In addition to local markets, Andy Thornall's and Amy's Party, the brand's merchandise can be found at the Visit Central Florida Visitor Center in Davenport. The Visitor Center also sells a Polk County coloring book made by Nando's mom, Janet Del Castillo. Sally and Nando still work in the film and fashion industry, both behind and in front of the camera. After recording, the couple told us about a few ideas and future projects in the works that combine their production background and Winter Haven, so be on the lookout. We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 7 of our podcast.
Hi, my name is Dr. Paul Williams. I'm a physician with Advent Health. I treat patients with a variety of breast disorders and offer screening services for those without breast problems. At Advent Health Medical Group Mammography at Davenport, patient care is our top priority. That's why our office now offers a new mammography experience using 3D Genius Mammography Exam and the Brevera Breast Biopsy System. They offer earlier detection and a faster, less invasive process to complete mammograms and breast biopsies. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please call 863-421-7276.
A big thank you to Sally and Nando Del Castillo with Winter Haven Apparel and Designs for being our guests today on the podcast.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.